We have one Taisvis to learn on Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, and then we'll start the next Sugya. We had two Lashaynes of the Memtu to that were Chaylik, what Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda had said. Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda said that there's a difference between Nezakin and Golos. Now the Shaila is, on which Bava of the Beraisa did Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina say this? The first Lashon of the Gemara was that we had the Sefer of the Beraisa. The Sefer of the Beraisa says, Nichnas l'rshus Yischayev. And Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina said, Yischayev bedalad varim upata migol. The second lashon that Rav Pope said, "Mishmei de Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina," it said that Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina spoke on the Reisha. The Reisha says, "Nichnas sheloi bershus poto." So Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina says that sheloi bershus is poto from Golus, but he's chayv dalad dvorim. So, according to the second lashon, it comes out that Bershus is Chayiv Golus. Because that the Beraisa is speaking about Golus according to Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina. The Beraisa says Potter means Potter mi Golus, Ashaloi Bershus. And Bershus is Chayiv Golus. And according to the first lashon, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina said, he's part of Migolus by Bershus. And the Gemara assumes, so if by Bershus he is part of Angolus, Shalei Bershus is Icha part of Angolus. Now, let us just see the Lashna Gemara and we'll see Taisus. Man demasni lo aseife. The one that says that the Sefer is Potter from Golus, Kolstein Areisha. So the Reisha is Icha Potter from Golus. Uman de Masni lo Areisha, but the one that says Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina said in the Reisha is Potter from Golus, Avor Sefer given the Bershus Chayiv Golus. Since he's Bershus, he's Chayiv Golus. So let us see Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Man the masni lo aseife kolshkein areisha. Now, Tosfos had a meiridike problem. The Gemara is building from two different svaris, and really there's no kolshkein. Man de masni lo aseife. If we say in the seife is potter from Golus. Now the Gemara had said the seife nichnas bershus. Why is he potter from Golus? Because he's korav lemezid. Korav lemezid. So he's potter from Golus. So the Gemara says kolshkein areisha. What's the kolshkein? The reish is speaking about shalei bershus. He entered shalei bershus. So it's not zicha korav lemezid. So the sibe of the ptur golus and the sefer is not applicable in the reisha. So what does the Gemara mean to say? Man the masni lo sefer. If according to the first lashon, if you're potter from golus and the sefer by nichnas bershus, avad gives you potter from golus. By Dichna Shaloi Bershus. What's the Avada Gibis? Avada Gibis would only mean if it's more Kalv Lamezid, which is Zicha not that way. So what's the Kalv Lachayma? So Taisvis wanted to say as follows. Let's explain Eisavainik and then we'll see Inavainik. So Taisvis wanted to say as follows, that there is the full picture, a diagram. We have a a darge of shaygik, pure shaygik. Then you can deviate to mezid, you can deviate to oinus. So, the Gemara meant as follows. In the Sefer, let us say the deviation from pure shaygik is 60%. And Rabbi Yosef Bachnin said 60%, it's already korev lemezid, 60% towards mezid, that gives it in korev lemezid, yepata from golus. In the Reisha, it's korev loinis, or shaloi bushus, but there it's 80% korev loinis. So memeila, so now the Gemara made a beautiful kalvachayma. If a 60% deviation of pure shaygik patters from golus, so an 80% deviation from pure shaygik was zicher patter from golus. Versteht sich, it's a different deviation. This is called lemeis, this is called loinis, but al kaponim, the yisoid aptur is that the Torah said pure shaygik is chayv begolus. Now you have to know if it's deviated a little from pure shaygik, when does it become potter from golus? So the Gemara says, according to the first lashon, if Rabbi Yosi Bab Chanina holds that a deviation of 60% kov lemezid potters from golus, so in the reisha shalaybur shoot that's a deviation of 80%, so zichen not doimet to pure shaygik. So zicha pata from Golis. That's how you have to say pshat in the Gemara. That's what they understood. Mashme. The yoiser horeisha kreiva la oines mi masha haseifa kreiva la mezit. And that, they have a beautiful kalvachayma. Vetayma. Fraktaisvis imitam oines pata mi Golis. Koshken shahoyoloi lifter barbodvor. That means if the ptur golus by shaloi boshus is because he's an oinis. Savada gvis he should be potter from dalet dvorim. Because dalet dvorim, you have to be a pesheya. To the muchach lael besoif perik sheni. Mukhlar v'soy peg sheni. The Gemara says, behikir bo v'shokcho, the potter mi'abo dvorim, v'chayiv golus. If a person realized he had a stone in his lap, and then he forgot about it, and he stood up. So he's potter mi'abo dvorim, because you have to be a pesheya. Hikabo v'shokra is not a pesheya. V'chayev v'golus. So we see clause that the pshia that is needed for dalet dvorim is a greater pshia than is needed, is necessary to be mechayev golus. Now, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda in the second lashon says, the Shaloi Bishus is potter from Golis and Chayim V'dalet Vorim. Now, if you're telling me the Ptur of Golis by Shaloi Bishus is Oynes, so it's such an Oynes that potters are full of Golis, how could you be Mechayim V'dalet Vorim? That's Taisvis Kash. So Taisvis is a problem. V'yeshloima the lav mitam oynis potter lehochet. The ptur is not oynis. The ptur of shaloi boshus. He entered shaloi boshus. Shvili Taisus before said the psachesh bene, since he entered shaloi boshus and he saw him, I could assume maybe he left. I boshus, I can't assume that he left. Yishlam the lav mitam oynis potter lehochet elafi she'enei doime liyav she'nichnas shaloi bershus. When there's nichnas shaloi bershus, it's not doime liyav. That means that by a yar there's a less expectancy that he left than by Nichna Shaloi Bashus. Now Taisi before said the Ptur of Shaloi Bashus is Ein Lochush Kol Kach, that he's still there. That's what Taisi said. That's why Shaloi Bashus. Aber Kilis Knisos Shaloi Bashus Ein Lochush Kol Kach, that he's still there. Maybe he left. So that means, so Dafsach Mer Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. Shaloi Bershus, by Shaloi Bershus, that means like this. Bayar, a person, I'm chopping wood over here, he's chopping wood over there, and do I have any legitimate reason to think that he left already? I hit Taisi, he left. You're chopping, so I mean, he's still chopping also. So that makes I'm mechuyev to be very careful. That's the moshul of Yah. By Shaloi Bershus, there's a mokim to think, maybe he left. Maybe he left. He entered Shaloi Bershus. I gave him a look, a dirty look. Maybe he left. Maybe he left. Now, so this may be left is not doima liyah. Now if we'll say, we'll give him a questionnaire, could maybe left. But between you and me, what are the chances that he left? There's a 10% chance that he left. Maybe left. There's a 90% chance he's still there. But there's a 10% chance that he left. So memela zazoi. Yah is speaking about, I don't have this 10% chance to think maybe left. Maybe he left. So it's not doyme liyah. I'm a pesheya also. I'm a pesheya. I know that he was here. And there's a 10% chance he left. So the Torah said, l'gabi golis, you need doyme liyah. But will klera shayla, is this an oynis or a pesheya? He's a pesheya. I think I saw this svara in Ayala Sashacha. Vaha the comma koshkein areshe mishum de domi seife tveile yar mireshe. The seife of nichnas lushus is more doyme liyar than the reisha. Nichnas lershus is more doyme liyar. So if he holds that nichnas lershus is also potter, sabata gevis nichnas shaloi bershus. Nichnas shaloi bershus, we have this svare. We have the svar of Nichnas Shaloi Bershus that there is a 10% chance maybe he left since he was Nichnas Shaloi Bershus. Now, the svar why Nichnas Bershus, according to the first Loshen, is not Doimeliyah, it could be either because of the svar of Rabbe, because it's more korev lemeze than yar. But could be there's a svar that since it's nichnas l'rishusoi, so there's a chiv on the nizik lahachi kasatzmai that he's responsible to protect himself from his hezekis. Since he's going l'rshus chaveroi, and the chaver is a nager or a napper, so there's a svore that al hanizik lohogin al atzmai. Let us go further. Rav Zvid mishmei derove masni lo aho. Now we have here this floating memre of Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina that differentiated between Nizokin and Golas. The Val, we had two Lishoinis. The first Loshen of Rabbi Yossi Bab Chanina held that Sai Nichnas Shaloi Beshus, Sai Nichnas Beshus, Yepote from Golus. The second Loshen was that Nichnas Shaloi Beshus, Yepote from Golus, even though Yechayiv ben Izokin. Now we have others say that Rabbi Yossi Bab Chanina said this member of Rabbi Yossi Bab Chanina was said on a member of Rav, on a different member. Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rav Masni Lo Aho. Umotzo, it says that Wabishas when he was chopping wood. So it says that Ubotso that the Bekas went and hit someone. So Chazal Darshin Prat Lemamtzi Es Atzmoy. That means if Bishas, when the Hezek fell out from the Yad of the Mazik, the Nizik wasn't there. No, later he was Mamtzi himself. Motza, so that's a miyut by Golus. Motza prat la mamzi es atzme. Mikan omar Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. Mi she yotze so even mitachas yodoy. A person threw an even. Vohoitzi halo es roishoy vikiblo. A person is throwing an even, Rashi says, into the Rishus Aram. And when he threw the even, someone stuck his head out of the window to see what's happening, Vikibla, and he found out a very painful way what happened, what was happening. Yenu was throwing a stone, and he got killed from the stone. Potter. So the Zayrik is Potter from Golas. That's a Motza. Motza means he was there already. Umotza, it hit him. Mamzi Yisatzme means that Bishas Zriki wasn't there, and later was Mamzi Yisatzme. So that's Potter from Golus. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Potter migolus v'chayev barbo dvorim. Nischayev barbo dvorim. So this also mestom is a svore, not that it's a ptur onus. Peshechayev barbo dvorim, by abo dvorim, you need a pshi, abo kaponim. But this is a ptur golus, it's not dum yediyah. It's not to me the Avachai Barba Dvorim. Man de Masni Lo Aho. So if Rabbi Yossi Bab Chanina says that Afilu Mamtzi Es Atzmoy Chayu Barba Dvorim, Koshkein Akamaise. So the previous cases, Zicha Chayu Barba Dvorim, because Mamtzi Es Atzmoy is the most mistaver to say the lehavale la suki adaite in va'af al pikein is chayiv is kolshkein by nichnas shaloi bushus uzicha bichayiv dal advorim or afilu nichnas per shaloi nichnas shaloi bushus bichayiv dal advorim a man yet. Oh man, the masni lo akamaise, but the one that says he's chayv bedal dvorim by nichnas shaloi bershus, avoloho pota legamri. But over here, by mamzi es atzmai, is pota legamri. Let us see Rashi. V'chayv bedal dvorim. He says, Rabbi Yossi Bab Chanina said, by Mamzi Yisatzme Yischai Bedal Dvorim, the Havalei Peisheya, is a Peisheya, Shezorek Lemokim Shnei Odom Mitzuyim. So that's what Rashi is saying, Amir de Kipshat. I mean, when he threw the stone, he didn't, the Chiyav is not because he should have realized that someone's going to stick his head out of the window and he'll be mekabel the stone. No, he's a pesheya shezok lamokim shniyodim mitzvim. There are people around there that it's very old, we can kill these people. So, lecheretz ha'pchina of tchilosei bepshiye v'soifei ba'ines. That's lecheret the pshat. That is taka the pshat, we have to know. So, according to the second lotion, that your potterig more wants to say, why don't you say tchilosei bepshiye v'soifei ba'ines? Man de masne yaho chai babo dvorim, kosh keina kamaise, anichnas lachanuse shal nager, afilu shaloi bishus, de kivin de chosi, de ayil, he boi lay le yuni. He should have been careful. But if you hold here, but man de masne lo kamaise, so de kamaise yachai bedalad vorm, anichnas shaloi bishus, but here you're potter legamri, there's a machlokes harishonim, what potter legamri means. Rambam holds potter legamri means you're potter afilo from nezek, and the two learns that you're potter from gimel dvorim, but nezek you're chayav. Vahoytzi halo es roishoy. So, there's one loshen, the first loshen wants to say that you're chayav benezek. That means, even though when I threw it, his head wasn't out of the window. I didn't have the faintest idea to stick out his head. Af al pikein, I'm chayiv. If he stuck out his head, I'm chayiv and dal dvorim. This is what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. So Tosfos asks a kasha. Loidomi lohoyu tachtov korim vekastois b'shili keitzad haregu, then loy lachshev shiyisalku hakarim v'yishberu hakeila. Now let us explain Tosfos kasha, try to understand Tosfos teretz, and elaborate a little what Tosfos is saying over here. Tosfos understood, dachsech mer, Tosfos zicha chayla kan Rashi. Rashi said the reason why one is chayiv by hoytzi alo es roishoy because he was a peshesh shezoik lamokim shnei odem mitzuyim. Rashi says a different chesman. I didn't know he's going to stick out his head, but he had no right to throw it to lamokim shnei odem mitzuyim. Now he stuck out his head, so it's a b'chinef and chlosev b'shiv v'seif v'boynis. So Tosfos wouldn't have any kasha whatsoever. So Tosfos understood that why am I chayiv? If I throw a stone and someone sticks out his head, why am I chayiv? Because statistically, I have to be afraid that people stick out their heads from windows everywhere once in every 5 minutes. So you have to be chayiv. Maybe someone's going to stick out his head. It's not there now, but that doesn't mean anything. You should have expected someone should stick out his head. So maybe that's what you're chayiv to appreciate. You know statistics, once every 5 minutes, people stick out their heads. So, Memele, when you threw your stone, you're a peshe. You should have thought, I don't see any heads now, but people stick out their heads. So, Tosfos had a kasha. So, Tosfos had a kasha. The Gemara says before, if someone threw down a keli, b'roi shagak, moving threw down Shimon's keli, b'roi shagak. When he threw it down, there was a mattress there. Then the Gemara says that someone slept away the mattress. So he's potter. So lechayre, so Tosfos said, "Amar de kekasha." What's the chilik between schlepping a mattress? When I threw it, there's a mattress. When I threw it, no one's sticking out their heads from the windows. Va'aval pikein, I say, but if someone stuck out his head, yechayim. You should have thought someone might stick out his head. So what's shot in the Gemara? The Gemara says when he threw down the keli, there was a mattress, but the Gemara says someone took away the mattress. And he's potter. This you should have thought. Just like a person can stick out his head, a person can schlep a mattress. Don't stell everything on chazoke. Just like over there, there's no head out of the window, I have no right to assume that a head will not be stuck out of the window. So the same thing, if even though there's a mattress on the ground, don't assume the mattress will remain. That was Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos answers, no, there's different statistics. people stick their heads out of the window. They want to talk. They want to see what's doing. So that's, statistically, that's called a ruach metzuya. That according to this lesson of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, you're chayiv and dalet dvor, because you should be chayish. People stick out their heads. When there's mattresses on the ground, it's not normal that a person should schlep the mattress. So mele lehavle lasukia daite. I mean, so someone slept away the mattress. So it's not called a mamazik. That's what Taisvitz answers. So there's a moment of the kekasha on Taisvitz that the Shita asks and the Maram Shif asks. The Gemara says, how do we learn pshat? We learn pshat as follows. When I throw down a keli, I have a crystal keli worth $10,000, I throw it down, and Yenis, nothing, there's a mattress there, and nothing is gonna happen, or just his blood pressure will rise, but nothing is going to happen. Then all of a sudden a shagetz comes and schleps away the mattress. I'm potter. I should have thought this would happen. Fine, you're potter. That's good. But let's go a little further. The Gemara says, what if he was the one that schlepped the mattress? And let's make him, he had a string, he had a long string, and he's throwing it, and then Nyan is looking at them, he says, don't worry, and then he shoves away the mattress, it falls and it breaks. He's also a potter. Here is, the hip doesn't pass the Yisrael. That's what he wanted to do. He had the string to the mattress, and he went and slept up the mattress, he wanted to do it. So Mamela, why is he there, potter? So this kasha, the Shita asks on Taisis, and the Maram Shif asks on Taisis. I'm going to kick out of it. Number one. Number two, if you look at the Gemara on Daf Chavov Amid Beis, the Gemara of Daf Chavov Amid Beis says something else in Gansan. The Gemara says, let's just look at Daf Chavov Amid Beis for 1 second. Omar Rabbe, Zorek li miroi shagag, bo yutachtov korim oi kastois, bo acher vesilkom, oi kodem vesilkom potter. My time beidne de shadye psuke mifsike gire. The Gemara says it's not called his maise. That means I threw when there was a mattress. So mamela, that's not called a maise mazik. Later the mattress was taken away. That's already, that's not my maise. It's not called I did a maise mazik. So, Taisvis and the Kasha held, why isn't it called a ma'isa mazik? Just like you should expect someone will stick out his head. So it's called a ma'isa mazik. I'm a pesheya. When I threw this stone, I'm a chuyiv to throw someone stick out his head. So it's called, I'm a pesheya. I'm a mazik. I'm chayiv dalet dvorim. Even though I didn't see the head, but you have to expect that someone's going to stick out his head. So I'm a mela. So they say, sakashis. I should be considered a mazik also. Mattress is also. I slept away. That was Taisus Kash. So Taisus says, no, mattresses are not slept away. So it's called, it's not a mice. That means my mice, from what I did, that's not a mice mazik. Because, mitzad my mice, I have to assume the mattress is going to remain there. Zukta Maram Shif, but I picked up the mattress, and I knew I was going to pick up the mattress. Zukta Maram Shif, that's a second maise. That's not this maise. And therefore it's a grome. That means like this. If from my maise alone a hezek will occur, when I'm throwing down a keli, so if I have to assume the mattress won't remain there, it's olol to be taken away. So it's called, this is a maise mazik. Just like when I throw a stone, it's considered a maise mazik to be mazik someone. I, there's no heads. Well, there's going to be heads. So it's called, I made a maise mazik. So if mattresses would be slept away, the same statistics as people stick out their heads, so it's called, you're doing a maise mazik. Because that what is a mattress here does not mean the next minute there's going to be a mattress. So it's called, you did a maise mazik. That was Taisvitz Kasha. So Taisus answered, no, mattresses don't move away. This mattress is there, 99% is going to remain. So it's not called I made a maise mazik. If I have to do a second maise to take away the mattress, So that's a grom already. Because my first maise was not a maise mazik. The second maise is a grom abalma. I'm taking away the matches. I'm not doing anything to the gaily. So that's why you talk a potter. That is how the Maam Shib says pshat and toisvis. A moiradike pshat. Zog to Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabono. Pai alim shabo litvoya schoron mi balabais. Pai alim came, they came to the employer, they didn't pay them, so they came to his house, litvoya schoron mi balabais. Oy did they get a borechabe? V'nokron shoyri shabalabais, the shoyr of the balabos was negeich them, he was a mood ready to shoyr. V'noshron kalbe shabalabais umeis, potter. He's potter. The owner is potter. The owner is potter. Why is the owner potter? Who told you to come to my house? We'll see. Acherim oimrim, reshoim payalim utvoy eschor mi balabayis. They have a right to come to be tevei the schar from the balabayis. Some emele, so the bishus, the payal may have a right to come. So, Mamela, you have to watch your dogs and your shvarim that these people have a right to come. They work for you. They're entitled to get paid. So you have to put your dogs on a leash, So, Mamela, Yechayev Kaifa. Something about that they were muad. Frek the Gemara, Heichi Domi. What is the case over here? Idish Kiyach Bemoso. If this person is shchiach in the city, that means you can always find him. This person is not a salesman, that until you find him, he's always traveling. So if a person's always traveling, so if finally they found him in his house, he come in. You don't wait. The next day they'll find out he went to Hong Kong. So Mamela, you have to catch the bull when he's around. So Memela, so the Mosa is like this, but Idishriach Bemosa. If this person is not a traveling salesman, he's here Kaseida. My time at Dachem. So what do you go to his house for? What are you going to his house? In his house you have to go. You'll meet him on the street, you'll ask him he should pay. Go into his private house. Idishriach Bebais. If you can only find him in his house, that means either he's in Hong Kong or in his house. So now they just found out, they saw the taxi come in, they brought him to the house. So now you have to take my time at the time they come. So first aid, sir, that's the only way they're going to get paid. So the Gemara makes a scenario as follows. He's a bissel azoy. That means he's not 90% away from the city, but it's a little difficult to find them. The shriach veloy shriach. V'kari above it. And this person, this worker who wants to get paid, he knocks on the door. He says, I want to come and get paid. V'amalai en. And he said, okay. So what's pshatin okay? Is Marsova in? Okay. U Tomashmik. So come in. That's the taich. Okay. U Marsova in? Yeah, okay. Kumaduchtas. Okay. Coming to get paid. Stay there. I'll bring down the money. Now, so that is the Shaila. The Shaila is, how should we translate? This is a very delicate situation. He's not here too often, but it's not once in a year when he's here. What does he really mean to say? We have to understand, a person in his own house has privacy. I mean, you don't come into my house unless I tell you to come in. So, you came with a request, you want to get paid, and I said, okay. So, does the okay mean a heter knisa? Does the okay mean, good, I'll pay you, I'm coming down, but not that you should come in. So this is a machlokes tanoim, taking the situation into consideration. It's shchiach v'loy shchiach. So mamela, there's a svara to say, since it's I'm not too shchiach around, so here I came in, come in. Or maybe not, since it's shchiach b'mitzah, so okay only means, stay there, I'll bring you down the money. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Bebayis, bebeisai, v'loi b'shuk. So Rashi was geres b'shuk, so he did not b'mosa. So, if he's only in his bayis, you can never find him in the streets. So v'shteitzach, they have to come to the bayis, and want to get paid. So what's the svar of the Tanakhama? Now let us see Tosfos. He d'shchiach b'shuke maitai medachera. That's the gills of the same those Rashi's gills. See the shchuk maishtai medacher perish yamtino atche yimtzeyeu b'shuk chutz labayis. So why going to his house for? He shchiach b'shuk. Every day from 9 to 5 he's out of his house and you see him the whole day you see him. Garnish, you don't approach him. And 9 o'clock at night, he's home ready, he wants some privacy. Oh, now I'm going to go and ask him to get paid. What kind of yosher is this? You have no right to come to his house. That's called shalei b'shus. You got a kabbalah spondim from his great thing. Okay, but sekumte, what are you? You have no right to steal his privacy. That's, there was a girsi, idishriach b'shuke. Visvam de garsi, idishriach b'mosa. If he shriach b'mosa, the kivin shemi rogolot says, chutz me'irei har be'pomim. He's not such a traveling salesman that it's most of the time away from home. Yimtzu chutz lebeise. So then you don't have to go to the house. Avoloi shchiach b'mosa, kein reichel amarze ba'yoriz. Yesh lahem rishus likonesh shloyeilach loy. So then you can gonna leave every month to get done the shik you leave. So let's, so izichem rishus. So the Gemara answers, begavre de shchiach v'loi shchiach. It's absolutely, it's a little shchiach, a little loy shchiach. So Taisa says like this, Ishriach, if Ishriach, Pshitalei de Kumaduch Tachmashme. You saw me from 9 to 5, and now you come and knock at the door 9 o'clock at night, and you're knocking at the door, I'm coming to get paid. So he says, okay, Zicha means, I'm coming down, you don't have to come into my house. V'iloi Ishriach, in Keng Vadei Ultomashme. If he's not Ishriach, he found me now in the house, so then attack him in, come in. So, but it's shchiach, v'loi shchiach. Zok the Gemara, fine. So we have our machloikis. So the Gemara feels ois. Tanya kemanda omar in kum aduch tach mashve. By shchiach, v'loi shchiach, he said in, it means stay there and I'll come and pay you. Sanya Poyo Shanichnas Litvoya Shori mi Balabais, Vinokhoi Shoyre Shabalabais, Ainoshoi Kalboy Potter, Afapi Shanichnas Pershus. That's what it says in the Barais. Even though it was Nichnas Pershus, the Balabos is Potter. But it's more my Potter. If it was Nichnas Pershus, Alalav, the Kori, Above it. V'omri le'en, v'shma mina'en, kum aduch tech mashme. So let's see what Taisu says. Tanya k'mandoma kum aduch tech mashme. V'kochach b'shriach v'loi shriach. Di b'shriach, if he's ishriach, lo'yoy k'ayra nichnas b'shus, that's a kol nichnas b'shus, or you have no right to come in. The b'shite, the kum aduch tech mashme. And if he's loy shchiach, so zicher, come in. And so then he should be chayiv koifer. So kochach it's shchiach, veloy shchiach. So there was some sort of a rishus, he said in, but that rishus means kum aduchta. Now let us see the next Mishnah. שני שבורים תמים שחבלו זה בזה. There are two שבורים which were תמים, and they were חבלו זה בזה. They were מזק one the other. משלמים במויסו חצי נזק. So if there was more damage to one than the other, so on the Moisa, the Mazik pays Chatzines. Shnei Muadim, both of them are Muadim, Mishalmin be Moisa, Nezik Shalim. Then they'll pay on the Moisa, Nezik Shalim. Echad Tam v'echad Muad, Muad betam, if the Muad was Mazik the Tam, more than the Tam was Mazik the Muad, Mishalm be Moisa, Nezik Shalim. Tam be Muad, Mishalm be Moisa, Chatzines. וכן שני אנושים שחבלו זה בזה. You have two people fight, חייבו one the other, משלמים במויסה, נזק שלם. אודם במועד, ומועד באודם, משלם במויסה, נזק שלם. אודם בטעם וטעם באודם, אז אודם בטעם, משלם במויסה, נזק שלם. טעם באודם, משלם במויסה, חצי נזק. רבי קיבה אומר, אַב טעם שחבל באדם משלם במויס נזק שלם, אַ בקיב איז אמור די קחידש, we hear this right in the beginning of Baba Kama, the Rabbi Kiva holds, that a tam shechavu bodem pays nezik shalim the first time. Now, let us just see Rashi and Akasha of Toisvis, and then we'll see the Rosh, we'll see more of the Kizachan over here. B'moysal shomin ma hezekai shel zeh, Yaisa al Nizokov shall say. There were two Ezekis. One was Mazik, one $40. The other was Mazik in $50. So we see what was more. Uboi say Moisa. So in the Moisa Hezek, in this $10 Hezek, Mishalim, Misha Hezek Yaisa Esachatzi. We're speaking about a Tam. Mud betam, Mishalim be Moisa. Kloima. Im hu hizik es atam, yaisa mishizik etam. This is Rashi. And now let us see atkasha of Taisvis, and then we'll see the Rosh. Shnei shvorim tamim shechavlu zebo ze, teima de kula masnisen she'ena tzrichi. So Rashi, Taisvis is atkasha, the whole Mishnah is poshet. What is it telling us? I mean, this is partial mathematics. You pay the Moise, you pay Nezik Sholem. So, if it's a Mood, you pay Nezik Sholem. If it's a Tam, you pay Chatzin Nezik. I mean, and then he makes the whole Cheshbonus. Now, let us see the Rosh. There's a Muradik Rosh over here, which sheds light on many inyonim of our Mishnah. Shnei Shvorim, this is the Rosh, is Aishyut Gimel. Aishyut Gimel, Perish Lishi. Shnei Shvorim Tamim Shechavlu Zeveze Mishalmim B'moysa Chatzi Nezik. V'nirali. So the Rosh says, number one, I think, the Mayri Shishchilu B'basachas. It's speaking about they both started fighting Babasachas. Oi. That's one case. Oi Choval Hasheni Gam Berishain Laachazma. The second case is the Chazanish explains what's called Laachazma. Laachazman means like this. We have Sher Aleph and Sher Beis. Sher Aleph when was Chival Sher Beis Sunday. Fine. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Kaponim Sher Beis already is already, he cooled off, the smiling one to the other. Friday, Sher Beis goes over to Sher Aleph, gives him a zetz. So, now we have to be, now we have to be done. Who has to pay? Who has to pay? That's called la'achazman. La'achazman means la'acher she'ovar zman hachimu. That means he's not bubbling, he's not burning anymore. He cooled down, finished, and then later he goes on his own accord. He wants to give him a zetz. Aber, sagt der Rosh, im ha'echot hischel, if Sher Aleph gave Sher Beis a zetz, and Sher Beis, give me a zetz, I'll give you back a zetz. Then the Mishnah does not apply whatsoever. What your time is to Sher Beis? Your time is to Sher Beis. Sher Aleph gives him a zetz. What should Sher Beis do? Learn Chavis Lavovitz. He gives you a zetz. He gives him back a zetz. So then, אבל אם האחד הישחל המסחל משלם חצי נזק ושני פוטר. What do you want from me? He gave me a zetz. I'll make sure that that'll be the first and last zetz he'll give me. So he's mazik back. The chola mishane ba'ache v'shina by potter. The if you give me a zetz, so you instigated me. So now I gonna give you back a zetz. So you, the shaila, how much you have to pay you? I'm an instigated child, so I'm a male, I'm putting to pay. V'havuleikim ha'ibotam ha'leches b'rvutsu d'potter l'Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, if a shayr was raivet in the middle of Rishu Sarabim, and a second shayr passes by, and he's instigated by him, I should walk around you now. The middle of Rishu Sarabim, he decided to lay down, and he gives him a kick, so he's putter like Rish Lakish. Bafil le rove loy mekhay vayts makhlekes shlokish in rove vay mekhay vo mishum de nay dis lach shus les guy alay le gut bi les lach shus rove says good by laying in the shus arabim that does not give you a pisazay that's how they instigate you should give me a kick could walk over me that could be that the Revutza instigated the Malachis to walk over him. I won't walk around you, but to give me a kick, that's not cool. So the Mishane was not a Sibbe for the Vishina by that you did. Avol hocho, yesh resus l'sheini lach bel berishe. Kivin shehischel boy. You started? That's it. So then I take care of myself. I'll tell you a big Yiddish. We'll see later. Even by Adam, there's no din of kolam mishane bo'ache v'shina boy. But if Reuven gave Shimon a zetz, he saw Rishus Hashem to give him back a zetz. We won't start being shown who got the bigger hezek. V'chein shnei anoshim nami. Now, our Mishnah speaks about shnei anoshim. Nami mayri shehischol ka'achas. They both started together. They both started together, and each one gave the other one a zetz basacha. So now they're both mazikim. So memele. So then we shom who made the bigger hezek. Oh yachas man. Or also the same story. Sunday Reuven gave Shimon a zetz, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday the smiling one to the other, and finished, and he cooled down. And Friday Shimon gives Reuven a zetz. And it's also, that's not. That's, there's no shaykhis with the Sunday zetz. Avolim hischil ha'echot ha'sheini potter. But if one started, the other one gives him back a zetz, he's potter. Avol gavle shaykh ba'odom kol ha'mishane ba'ache v'shina bay potter. The Gemara says a person will put chavis in the Rishus Harabim, so I'll break them because you put chavis in the Rishus Harabim. So he says, that's true. A case of bota malachis beravutz is not applicable by the other, but afilo aliske moment amrine leil meya pandi bepanda the mora lemachye. The Gemara said the Gemara brings down a maise that Shimon was stealing Reuven's water. He told them to stop, and he's still stealing. So the Gemara says, you know, take a shovel and beat him up. He told them to get Namachuif to go to Bezdin, in the meantime we'll steal more water. He'd go and stop him. He has no right to do it. There's Ovidinish Dinulinamshe. That means you'll have to take the law in your own hands if that's the only way that I can stop him. Bochinamik Minalva Katsoisa is Kapo. That the Pasuk is speaking about that two men were fighting, and then the wife of one of them mixed in and was mevayish the second one. So she pays boishes, and says b'chayla lahatzala idei davach. It wasn't necessary to do what she had done. She could have done something else to prevent them from hitting her husband. Avomenya chayla p'ture. Kivin shehischel lahaki says baila. So she's allowed forcefully to interfere. Koshke namuka atzmai potter. So that's a wife can do it. So about the gibis, the muka long kazicha do it. Umiyu, but now, so that we have a rosh, that if someone started hitting you, you can take the law into your hands. Zokovu b'hal b'chayiv. Then there's no din of dinish din l'nafshi. The whole thing is din l'nafshi. You can take the law into your hands and stop him from hitting you without right. But not more than that. Me did a have, we have by a roidev. Have a yochel a hatzil be'echel me'evor v'holgoy. The same thing is by a roidev. If I want to be matzil someone from a roidev, so if I can rescue the nirdev by echel me'evor, I'm not allowed to kill him. So, be matzil be'echel me'evor. Avol b'shvorim le'emrin alochi. This is by a person. A person is in din over dinish din l'nafshe, so memela is din, so you're permitted to hit him as long as, to make sure he'll stop hitting you, but then, stop. Avol b'shvorim, that the lomdus is, kol ha-meshana bo'acha v'shina bo, so memela, the sher alef gave sher beza a negiche, now sher beza will give 5 negiches to sher alef, we can't say, well, the first negiche, is the first negiche, we understand, the other 4 negiches, the other 4 negiches, you have no right to give him. So by the other 4 negiches, well, you have to pay for it. By a share, there's no such din. By a share, there's no such din. Alvu v'shvorim al minenochi. Ala sheini potter kol ma shechov al barish. The sheni is potter kol mashech aval bush. That's the din kol mashana bacha. You instigated the shir. We're speaking to a shir now. We're not speaking to someone who learned the Tema Dvoire, and a Balmidis, a Savlin, some Emela. If you instigated him, forget about it. So then you're potter, the Baal of the Nizik is potter for whatever the shir and Nizik will do. Na, zukta rosh vaita. V'chein adin. Im Adam roye shemakin es oviv, oy bonov, oy ochiv, amiridik ezach. Someone sees that they're hitting his father, his sons, his brother. Vehikes amake kedei lahatzel koiboy. You're hitting him. So I told you to stop. You ignored me. So I give you a zetz, lahatzel es koiboy. Potter, I'm potter. My isha matzeles as bailo, imein yechela lahatzei day devaracher. Fine. V'chein, now the rosh is another din. Im roya odom she yisrael makes chavere. It's not a brother, not a son, not a father, it's his chaver. V'en yochel lahatzel umloy she yakes hamake. And here he's beating up his chaver. And the only way I can be matzo is by hitting him. He's not going to kill him. He's just beating him up. I'm allowed to hit him. I want to be mafreshim from Issa. He's hitting every clap you're giving over by Yosef. So La Yosef Yoiva, so Memela, I want to stop you. You shouldn't be Yoiver Isurim. Kenamrina Lael, Benirza Shanosa Shifra Knanis, and Nirza that married a Shifra Knanis, Vikola Yomov, and then it came Yoivu, Sharabe Mutalach Baboyla Frushim Isurim. So this is Amira de Kerosh, and the Prisha is in Simen Tovchov Aleph. The Prishin Tovchov Aleph is if Kotnchov is Medayik Mordekezach from the Rosh. The Rosh seems to make it into two cases. The son, the father, the brother. Then he didn't say about Afrisha Miyisure. When it comes, I saw he's hitting someone else, then there's Afrisha Miyisure. So let's talk about a very interesting case. The Prishas doesn't speak about this case, but this is more interesting than the Prishas case. This person who's hitting is a shaita. He's potter min mitzvahs. So now, if we learn Elech Derosh, I see the shaita is beating up my chava. I tell him to stop. He doesn't stop. I have no right to hit him. You can't hit him. Call the police. Do so. Don't hit him. You have no right to hit him. The het is afrushi mi yisure. This person is not even, he's a shaita, he's part of min mitzvahs. The same case, this shaita that's hitting my father, my son, my brother, then the Rosh didn't mention one word of afrushi mi yisure. So it seems a moira de kizach. Just like if someone's hitting me, then I can hit him back. He's a shait. I can also hit him back. This is the Navadin Yishtinu Lenavsha. You're hitting me. You're hurting me. I can take the law in my own hands. And me is inclusive. My father, my brother, my son. That's also me. That's me. You're beating them up. That's me. He's hitting another yid. That's not called Avadin Yishtinu Lenavsha. Just like if I'll see that Reuven is gosling from Shimon, so I'll come in. I'll take the law in my hands and I'll beat you up. No. You need a license for that. You need a police license. Ovid inish din l'navshe is a din l'navshe for himself. That means that a hezek is being done to me. I have a right to take the law in my hands and to be mazik. And if it means to be mazik you, I'm permitted to be mazik you. How much the law acquires. Masha ain kain, that's me, my father, my son, my brother, my husband. That's Ovedin Shtin Lanavshe. But when it's someone else, who made you that? That was Tanev Dosnav who made you a Savi Shaita Talaynu. What's your business? There is no din of Ovedin Ishtin Lunavshe. There is another din. Afrushimi Yisure. So Memela, and you have to take be an Elechiyid. I don't want you to be over Baltaisis. I mean, that has to be the intent. And then it's permitted. But if you're doing it for other reasons, it seems from the Rosh, this will not be permitted. Over by Har Bechayev, then there's no din of Edinish din Lanavshi. The whole thing is din Lanavshi. You can take the law into your hands and stop him from hitting you, without right. But not more than that. Mi did ahave, we have by a Reidev. The same thing is by a roidev. If I want to be matzel someone from a roidev, so if I can rescue the nirdev by echel mevav, I'm not allowed to kill him. So be matzel by echel mevav. Avol b'shvarim lo emrin emochi. This is by a person. A person is in din over dinish din l'nafshe, some emela din, so you're permitted to hit him as long as, to make sure he'll stop hitting you, but then stop. Avol b'shvorim, that the lomdus is, kol ha-mesham nebo acha v'shina bo, some emela, the sher alev gave sher beza a negiche, now sher beza will give 5 negiches to sher alev, we can't say, well, the first negiche, is the first negiche, we understand, the other 4 negiches, the other 4 negiches, you have no right to give him. So by the other 4 negiches, well, you have to pay for it. By a share, there's no such thing. By a share, there's no such thing. Alvu vishvorim alminenochi. Ala sheini potter koma shechoval barish. The sheni is potter koma shechoval barish. That's the din kolam mishana bacha. You instigated the share. We're speaking to a share now. We're not speaking to someone who learned the Talmud Dvoire and a Balmidis, a Savlin. So Memela, if you instigated him, forget about it. So then you potter the Baal of the Nizik is potter for whatever the share of Nizik will do. Na, zukta Rosh weiter. V'chein adin, im odom roye shemakin es oviv, oi bonov, oi ochiv, amiridik ezach. Someone sees that they're hitting his father, his sons, his brother. V'hikes amake kedei lahatzel koiboy. You're hitting him, so I told you to stop. You ignored me, so I give you a zetz, lahatzel es koiboy. Potter, I'm potter. K'moy isha amatzeles es bailo, imein yechele lahatzei dei devarache. Fine. V'chein, now the Rosh is another din. Im roya odom she Yisrael make es chavere. It's not a brother, not a son, not a father, it's his chaver. Ve'in yochel lahatzel l'mloy she yake es hamake. And here he's beating up his chaver. And the only way I can be matzo is by hitting him. Af al pi she'in makeyu makas nefesh. He's not going to kill him. He's just beating him up. Muta lahake samake. I'm allowed to hit him. Zukta rosh hashtik taire. Bafrushi mi isure. I want to be mafreshim from Issa. He's hitting every clap you're giving over by Yosef. So la Yosef Yoiver, so Memela, I want to stop you. You shouldn't be over Isur. Kenamrina Lael, Benirza, Shanosa Shifra Knanis, and Nirza that married a Shifra Knanis, Vikola Yomov, and then it came Yoivu, Sharabe Mutalach, Baboyla Frushim Isur. So this is Amira de Kerosh, and the Prisha is in Simen Tovchov Aleph. The Prishin Tov Chof Aleph is if Kotten Chof is Medayik Mordek Ezach from the Rosh. The Rosh seems to make it into two cases. The son, the father, the brother. Then he didn't say about Lafrisha Miyisure. When it comes, I saw he's hitting someone else, then there's Lafrisha Miyisure. So let's talk about a very interesting case. The Prisha doesn't speak about this case, but this is more interesting than the Prisha's case. This person who's hitting is a shaita. He's potter min ha-mitzvahs. So now, if we'll learn Elech Derosh, I see the shaita is beating up my chava. I tell him to stop. He doesn't stop. I have no right to hit him. You can't hit him. Call the police. Do so. Don't hit him. You have no right to hit him. The het is afrushi mi yisure. This person is not even, he's a shaita, he's part of a mitzvah. The same case, this shaita that's hitting my father, my son, my brother, then the Rosh didn't mention one word of afrushi mi yisure. So it seems a moira de kezach. Just like if someone's hitting me, then I can hit him back. He's a shait. I can also hit him back. This is the Navadin Yishtina Lenavsha. You're hitting me? You're hurting me? I can take the law in my own hands. And me is inclusive. My father, my brother, my son. That's also me. That's me. You're beating them up. That's me. He's hitting another yid. That's not called Avadin Yishtina Lenavsha. Just like if I'll see that Reuven is gosling from Shimon, so I'll come in. I'll take the law in my hands and I'll beat you up. No. You need a license for that. You need a police license. Ovid inish din l'navshe is a din l'navshe for himself. That means that a hezek is being done to me. I have a right to take the law in my hands and to be mazik. And if it means to be mazik you, I'm permitted to be mazik you. How much the law acquires. Masha ain kain, that's me, my father, my son, my brother, my husband. That's Obedin Shtin Lanavshe. But when it's someone else, who made you that? That was Tanev Dosnav. Who made you a Savi Shaitet Aleinu? What's your business? There is no din of Ovidin Ishtin L'Navshay. There is another din. Afrushi mi Yisure. So Memela, and you have to talk to be an Elachiyid. I don't want you to be over Baltaisis.
I mean, that has to be the intent, and then it's permitted. But if you're doing it for other reasons, it seems some deroshes will not be permitted.